I think the gospel reading is very hard for us to understand as 21st century postmodern American Catholics. Huh? But imagine, at the time when the gospel of St. Matthew was composed, that's what the Matthean community was going through, internal division. And people were turning in believers from their own household, from their own family, for the sake of being patriotic, being faithful to the empire, being faithful to the greater community. And perhaps as Americans, we haven't seen this, but I've seen it in my own time, living under the communists in Vietnam. When I went to school, they basically told us in school that we are supposed to spy on one another for the sake of the greater welfare, huh? So that those who are unfaithful to the regime will be called out and they will have to answer for that. So there's a different sense of patriotism here. Sometimes as Americans, we're proud to be patriotic. But even as Americans, we need to remember that our faithfulness needs to be more than our country to our society, belonging to God. If we don't know who we belong to first and foremost, we become manipulated and controlled by society, by that anonymous voice, or by those who are in power. Our faithfulness, our fidelity had to go to God first, and we answer to God. Not just the people who are in control, the people who seem to be popular, or the people who can influence others. This is exactly what St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More did in their own lives. When St. Thomas More, before his execution, he said, "I am always faithful to the king, a king's friend, but God first." And St. John Fisher, too, was the only bishop who stood against Henry VIII in order to say, "No, you cannot do that. It's not right." How many of us are willing to jeopardize our career, our whatever, in order to be faithful to God? This is what called up us, that God had to put us first. And that's why the collect, or the opening prayer, is so beautiful. Huh? It teaches us, "O God, who in martyrdom have brought true faith to his highest expression." For us as Christians, martyrdom isn't going out there to kill somebody so that we would get a reward in heaven, right? But martyrdom for us is the dying of ourselves in loving our enemy, in laying down our life to be Christ-like. So, it continued to teach us that may we, like St. Thomas Fisher and St. John Fisher and Thomas More, be confirmed by the witness of our life, the faith we profess with our lips. Don't be like politicians who only profess the faith on their lips but never live the faith with the witness of their life. We got to witness to what God had done in us and with us first, so that what we profess with our lips are not just empty words, but truly what we believe, loving Christ first and foremost. In this world, my brothers and sisters, I have seen many. The government, politics, other people who are in power or influential will tell us how to believe. And they might sound right, they might sound appealing, but at the end, Christ knows our heart. He sees our deepest desire and our intention, and we cannot lie to him. We have to be faithful to him, because where we're going, where we will ultimately be, is not of this world, not of this nation, or not of anything else, but belonging to him and loving him first and foremost, even if it means that we got to embrace all persecution and hardship by learning how to love our enemy.